are but a hand's breadth, and the Bible says our life's but a vapor. It's like a weaver's shuttle. It's just a back, and one time it's here, and the next minute it's gone like grass. It appears, and then it vanishes. And I'll tell you, I'd sure like to redeem the time and to do everything we've got as unto the Lord. Bible says in Luke chapter 17, and we're going to start reading and in verse number 28. Verse number 28. I might read verse 26, and we'll start from there. It said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Yep. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that's in the field, let him likewise not return back. Notice the next verse, it says this, remember Lot's wife. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you this morning. And again, God, we thank you for everything you've done. I'm glad for the good songs we sang. God, I'm glad, Father, as we sang glory, glory, glory. God already said it once this morning. But God, I'm sure glad that God, it's been a mighty long time since I woke up lost. God, I thank you, Lord, for the salvation of the Lord. I'm glad you're both the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank you, Lord, that whatsoever you do, God, you do it forever. I'm glad, God, you author eternal. A salvation. I pray for a few minutes of time today. God, you've been a helping us. And the Lord, I pray if this morning is the last time we ever get to be here, I pray help us one more time. Oh God, to preach, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, you'd fill us up. And God, I pray help us how to keep our heart fixed on you. And God, I pray that you'd open and close our mouth. And Lord, fill us up and give us words to say. Father, if they be somebody that's here that's lost, oh God, I pray that get in before it's everlasting and eternally too late. Father, we thank you again. I love you for everything you've done. In Christ's name, for your sake, I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. We call your attention this passage, and essentially what he's talking about is at the second coming of the Lord. My friend, what you find is the Lord really, he gives you two indicators. He said it'll be like it was in the days of Noah, and he said it'll be like it was in the days of Lot. And now what you read there, there was nothing wrong with the fact that they were planting and that they were building, they were marrying. But my friend, they had given no thought of the fact that there was coming a day of judgment that they'd have to stand before God. Oh, listen, friend. And so he bookends these two things. He gets to talking about what it's going to be like. And nobody cares about eternal things. Oh, where we stand at today. And my friend, we've got time for everything, but got no time for God. But I want you to understand, and thank God, if there was ever a day, you ought to make time for God. You ought to make time for God while you can. Amen. I want you to notice here, and my friend, after he finishes, he talks about Noah, and Noah's got a name, and he talks about Lot, and Lot's got a name. And you know why both of those men have names? Because he knew both of them. Amen. And said, nevertheless, the foundation of God has standing sure. Thank God it's still sure. Amen. Boy, I feel like running on that there. Amen. I mean, listen, friend.
He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God had standeth sure. I have in this seal, and the Lord knows them that are His. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. And that, yes, if there ever does come a day and that somebody with Alzheimer's forgets, and that'll be all right. Thank God. And God's not ever going to forget. Amen. And so I thank God. But all that we could, and to the saddest member of this trilogy, it's no longer Lot who's got a name, and it's no longer Noah and his name. But now we could. And the warning's clear, Brother Beatty. And the Lord Jesus said, I remember Lot's wife. Amen. She has no name. And no doubt she had one then. But her name is never recorded in all the Bible. And you say, preacher, why is that? And Matthew 7:23, he said, then I'll profess unto thee. And hey, listen, I never knew you. And depart from me, amen. And ye that work iniquity. And the reason she don't have a name, and the reason Christ don't sell us to say her name, is he never did know her, amen. But I'm glad he knows me, amen. I thank God. Listen, let me point out to you a few things. And the Lord says this. I mean, listen, I may not. I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. But I want to say this. There's very few times in the scripture that Christ ever says, you better remember this. He said, thank God, remember those fishes. Remember the loaves. He said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. In John 15, he said, remember the things which I've spoken unto you. And right here, he said, you better remember Lot's wife. Hey, must be something about Lot's wife that's worth remembering. Amen. Oh, listen, let me say this to you. In order to understand the story, you got to know about Lot's wife. I mean, you can't remember something you don't never know. But I will tell you, friend, one of the saddest stories in your Bible starts in Genesis 13. And in Genesis 13, we find that old Lot gets to a place, and there's a strife between his herdmen and Abraham's herdsmen. And they get to a place where Abraham said, hey, you go your way and I'll go mine. I'll let you pick first. Hey, listen, and what we find Lot said was that he lifted up his eyes and he saw the plains of Jordan and that they were well watered. Amen. And the Bible said he desired that in the next 20 years. And we find that Lot may have gotten richer. But oh, friend, he about lost everything he had. And then we find in Genesis 19, 20 years later, whenever Lot gets out, the angels come down. Listen, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was great. And God rained out judgment on it. But before he did, he got his people out of there. Amen. Let me just stop right there and say, thank God. I'll not be here for one ounce of the judgment of God on this world. Amen. Not one ounce, thank God. Whenever God pours out of his wrath, or pours the wrath out of his cup, I'll already be in the presence of a thrice holy God. Amen. And thank God, what a blessing that is. But I want to say this to you. You know what you find in this story? It's essentially, it's a story that has two bookends. It's got a story of how Lot looked on the way in, and it's a story of how Lot's wife looked on the way out. On the way in, it was well watered. But on the way out, it was salty. Boy, I thought about this. If you could pull up Lot, and if Lot could have seen how it looked on the way out, he never would have went on the way in. Oh, my friend, there wasn't enough water in all the plains to wash the salt out of the wounds of Lot. Amen. Let me give you three or four things about Lot's wife. And Lot's wife is a representative of somebody who almost got in, or rather almost got out. Amen. and she was real close friend. And thank God she was around a bunch of folks that was about to get out. And she was already outside the city. And my friend heading to a sanctuary. And thank God, but there was something in her heart. And said, I believe I'll just take a look back. I'll give you a few things to remember this morning. And let's remember first of all the favor that she had. Oh, my friend, listen. You know what makes her story so sad? And so she had the favor of God all around her. I thought about this. Let me say a few things. And you understand they came out of a heathen land. And they weren't born in Jamestown, Tennessee. With 400 Baptist churches. And they didn't have preachers on every corner. And they came out of the Ur of Chaldees. And thank God somewhere between there and Sodom. And to listen on a bad way. But oh, Brother John, she had the favor of God on her. Hey, thank God, I want to stop right there and say, ain't it a blessing to grow up and where the favor of God's on your life? Oh, listen, you said, how'd she have it, preacher? And number one, she had a saved husband. Amen. And thank God, that may have been the only gospel she got. He may not have been the best Christian, but old Lot was saved. You say, how do you know Jesus said he was? That's good enough for me. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 8, it said he had a righteous soul, and it called him a righteous man. Amen. Thank God, but he vexed that righteous soul. Let me say this to you. I don't know what that looked like, but my friend, listen. Youngins, listen to me, would you, for just a minute? And let me try to share my heart with you. If you're growing up in a home, and you've got a mom and daddy who's going to the house of God, who knows something about the Lord, and they may have faults, but you ought to stop every day and say, thank God, amen. And thank God, praise God. I've talked to many off there, and they've said, listen, I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a drunk's home. I grew up in a drug addict's home. But thank God, listen, you still grew up in Jamestown where you could get the gospel, amen. And listen, friend, and she had a saved husband. I'll say secondly, and she had a praying uncle, amen. Hey, some folks, Joe, they ain't got a saved mommy and a daddy. And hey, thank God, listen, I'm about to preach myself happy again. I tell you what, praise God. Hey, they may not have a saved mommy and daddy. They may not have a saved grandma and grandpa. But somewhere along the line, there was somebody around them that was praying that God would rescue them out of where they're going. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I mean, you get to that place, friend. Oh, Abraham was out there, and while they was down in that pit and without any mind to the impending judgment of God, they was an old Uncle Abraham who already went up on the mountain, and he was praying that God would deliver him. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, listen, she didn't even know. She didn't even know how favored that she was. I'm saying this to you. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, I didn't get here on my own, Brother Keith. There's been a many of folks down through the years that's prayed prayer after time, after time, after time. These folks pray I don't even know about. These folks prayed me out of harm's way. These folks prayed me in the way. These folks prayed me out of the way. I'm saying this, thank God, and she had a praying uncle, amen. Oh, listen, she had a saved husband, and she had a praying uncle. But above everything, and she had a loving father, amen. Oh, listen, you know what God could have done, Brother Cliff? God could have let them die in that land. I could have not cared, but you go read it. And it says it was the mercy of the Lord, amen. It was the mercy of God that came down to where that's at. Honey, God should have let them die there. And God should have left them in that place. And he should have left me too. But bless the Lamb of God for the day that the hand of God came where I was and pulled me up out of that pit. I say hallelujah, amen. I'm glad. I'm glad, thank God, for the mercy of God that pulled me out, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, friend, I'm saying to you, thank God, remember how favored she was. My friend, you're sitting here today. You're favored. You've got a Bible in your language. You've got a preacher in your language. You've got a church to go to. You've got a gospel light you can have. Ain't nobody more favored tonight but God, who is rich in His mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. And 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Romans 5:8, but God, amen, commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and much more than being reconciled by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Amen. Remember the favor. Don't look back. Oh, listen. She had the favor of God all around her, and yet she looked back. I got to thinking about not only the favor she had, but then I got to thinking about the family she had. Oh, listen. I got to thinking, listen to me. I want you to hear me today. And my friend, these folks in here, and you've got family around, all these young babies. Hey, listen, Tyler and Joe and Justin and all of these young parents running up and down these aisles. Hey, got these little ones coming up behind them. Hey, Brother Nathaniel, I'll guarantee you this. I'll guarantee you without a doubt, if a Lot and his wife Penny would have known that they're going to lose their family down there in Sodom, and they'd have never made one step there, and they'd have rather dug up grub worms and ate them, and they'd have rather, thank God, has starved to death and had their family right where they're supposed to be. As she had a family coming behind her, I thought about 3 things. As she had a family that she loved, and yet she lost them. Amen. Oh, it was good while they were out playing for the University of Sodom and Gomorrah. They was having the time, thank God, whenever there's a shooting hockey pucks down there at the local gym, when they was putting basketballs through the nets, when they was putting footballs through the uprights, they was having the time when they was on the bass fishing team, amen, and the little Johnny and Susie, they was having the time of their life. But boy, when the judgment of God was about to fall and business was about to get serious, and they went down to where they was at, and they said, it's time to get out. And the Bible says, and they mocked at them, amen. Oh, said Lot, seen this one, and that was small. And no doubt there was family she had a love for, his family she had a burden for. But I find also it was two that she had hope for. And say was two, she thought, I lost these, and that's bad enough. But maybe I can get 2 of them out. I don't know about you. Look up here at me. Everybody look up at me, would you, real quick? I want y'all to hear me. It would not be enough for me to have 1 out of 3 boys make it to heaven. I'm not interested in 2 out of 3. Thank God that's right. Hey, listen, anything short from trying to live your life in a way to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ, hey, is failing as far as I'm concerned. I understand they've got to make that decision on their own. But don't put them in Lot. Don't put them in Sodom, amen, and wonder why they're not going to heaven. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's remember her family. Remember the family she had. The family she had. Boy, if she'd have thought just for a second, I could have helped those other 2. I bet she wouldn't look back. We got folks looking back today. And I'm telling you, he said, remember her. He said, remember Lot's wife. I'm not interested in losing the favor of God. And I'm not interested in losing my family. But I want to say this to you, friend. Whenever you come to that place, she said, hey, here's what I think we could remember. She lost her focus. You understand, you read the story, Brother John. And she's riding behind Lot. And no doubt she thought that she could just look back. And Brother Brother Nathaniel, listen, glory to God. While I was reading that story, Brother Tony, and the Holy Ghost got reminded me of that old song. And the cross before me, and the world behind me, and no turning back, amen. And no turning back. What in the world is there to go back to, amen. And thank God I never have met somebody who's ever got rescued out of that, and that was interested in going back into it, and the Holy Ghost saved up. But I've heard a lot of testimonies that folks lift up their hands and say, oh, this is what I used to be. But thank God for God's amazing grace. Amen. It wasn't grace just brought me thus far. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. I thank God in grace. My fears relieved. Amen. I'm telling you, dear friend, it's not time to look back. And while she was home there, she thought, that look will go unnoticed. And nobody will even know that I looked. And surely Lot probably didn't, Brother Tanner. But there's an all-seeing eye that sees a little further than Lot saw, amen. And Lot knows where you're at. And Lot knows, or God knows where you're at, rather. And God knows what's going on in your life. And even if nobody else sees it, there's a God in heaven that does. She had her husband fooled. Said, I'm going with you. I'm getting out of here too. She had a hold of him, Casey. They're heading out of town. And she said, nobody will know that I look back. She said, nobody will know. This will go unnoticed. It'll go unpunished. But God said, if you look back, this is the words that he used. He said, you'll be consumed. Consumed. And listen, there may be a lot of Baptists that ain't men and women of their word. But the God of heaven, God means every word he said in that book. Every word of it. Thank God, listen to me, friend. I want you to hear me. Everything that he says to the saved, it's true. Amen. I ain't interested in a bunch of nonsense about a cabin in a hillside running up in dirt all the way up to your knees. I'm not interested in all that nonsense folks talk about in heaven. That's not what God said. Amen. I also ain't interested in the nonsense folks say about hell, because that's not what God said. Good people don't go to heaven. Y'all listening to me? Everybody look up here. Good people don't go to heaven. Saved people go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. It's saved people that go to heaven. It's folks that are washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's who goes to heaven. Thank God. We see this. I'm going to be done. I want you to listen. What I find lastly, what we can remember about her is not just her focus and her family and her favor, but we can remember the finish that she had. Let me say this to you. I already preached on some of her names unknown. It goes out throughout eternity. Nobody knows who she is. Her testimony's unwanted. Boy, I don't want, listen, I mean it. Boy, I don't want to be a used to be or a has been. I don't. I mean, I hope to God if God leaves me here for 90 years. Yeah. I pray it gets better and better. The message is sweeter and sweeter. Yeah. Oh, God, help us not to look back. Friend, what in the world would we look back for? Hey, look, somebody look up here. Y'all remember what's behind you? You remember what you left back there? Why in the world would you want to look at something that robbed the best years of your life? Got a testimony that's unwanted. She's got a name that's unknown. I'm simply saying this to you. We stand here today. When I remember Lot's wife, what I remember is that everything that happened in her whole life, time and time again, we see the same thing happen. She just got to a point where she was this far out of town, this close to safety. Happens every time folks sit underneath the gospel. God woos them to himself. He says, come. And then when they walk out, Sheila, they look back. They say, I don't want to give this up. I don't want to give that up.
I'll tell you what ended up happening in her life. She ends up, listen, I'm going to read this last verse and I'm done. He said, remember Lot's wife. Unforgettable. Sandy, you said, I've cleared my heart. There's some things we need to remember.